This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the big question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Like I said, there's a lot of things going on, and we really do appreciate your listenership. Now, remember to visit our websites, agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All righty, we've just got all kinds of things going on. We haven't got too much information yet. We're going to see about the end of the hour about what's going on in Maryland at the Great Mills High School in Maryland. Their officials say that there has been a shooting there. We're going to be looking into that a little bit later on in the hour. We're going to get to some of that updated information. And if you have not heard, another bomb has gone off. This is in San Antonio, Texas. A bomb that was deposited, return address to Austin, Texas, and going to Austin, Texas by FedEx, and blew up actually not in Austin, but in the FedEx facility right outside of Austin. Now, it's kind of interesting that we've got all these sort of things going on at the same time. I opined that, you know, and again, this is the tinfoil hat conspiracy thinking going on, which just as incredible as it amazes me that how accurate our tinfoil hat thinking seems to be, especially when it comes to connecting dots. That's just the way I look at it anyway, when you start connecting those dots. Now, I'm positing the theory. I'm just going to say out there, ask the question. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the question. I can ask questions. So can you. Put on that tinfoil hat and start asking questions. But I can say, or I can ask the question anyway. I mean, see, I'm so anxious because I want to say what I'm going to ask the question first. I'm going to let it lie for a while. We'll see how this turns out for a couple of days. But I want to know if they are connected. Are they connected is the question. The incidents, now five bombs, terror incidents, clearly, in Austin, Texas. And, of course, the shooting here. And go back to the shooting in Douglas. Are these terror incidences all related? Now, everybody says, oh, well, you don't know about the bombing of this terror. Really? People are terrified. What about the shooting incident? People were terrified. And we don't even know victims and all that stuff yet. We will get that to you as quickly as possible. So, anyway, that's my position on it. You know, what is truly going on there? Okay, so we are going to be looking into this great... I want to look into the Great Falls shooting thing here real quick and see if that's got anything going on here. Shooting at Great Mills High School in Maryland confirms. Okay, I'm looking to see if I've got the latest. Let's see what we got. We have some audio. We have liftoff, it looks like. We'll see. They got a commercial, of course. A woman who's scrubbing a kitty litter box. This is what the commercial... this is the front commercial. You know, you get the clips, you want to play the clips, and now this guy's got a pressure washer who's cleaning the box, if you will. Anyway, this one company has a great slide box. It just slides right off the litter business, and it keeps the kitty happy. Keeps it from pooping in your house. And, of course, the ever-destruction urinating. Here we go.
We have a Fox News alert. Police responding to a shooting at a high school in Maryland. This happening at Great Mills High School, which is in St. Mary's County, Maryland, 2 hours south of Baltimore.
The school posting a statement saying this. There has been a shooting at Great Mills High School. The school is in lockdown. The event is contained. The sheriff's office on the scene.
The St. Mary's Sheriff's Office tweeting, quote, there has been an incident at Great Mills High School. Parents, please do not respond to that school. Report to Leonardtown High School, which is nearby. 1,600 students attend Great Mills High. According to WJLA, just as we just heard, it is contained. However, the school on lockdown. There apparently has been a shooting. The nature, we do not know.
When the corporal was asked if anyone was hurt or if anyone was in custody, he simply said, we have no idea at this point. So we'll follow that. School shooting, which is very early in the day.
But the key is the word contained. So they've got it contained. We just simply don't know what that means.
Okay. This is the big issue that's going on. We don't know anything. And I'll kind of give you a little feel for it, as I would do as a school administrator at this point in time. And just if there's whatever the situation happens to be, we have some clues that they want you to go to another high school. What that means is that there's a mass evacuation in progress right now. That is what is going on. We are trying to pursue information about the Great Mills. Let me see if I've got another source here. And Great Mills. It's called Great Mills High School. We'll see if... we can find any more information from the scene. Sometimes you have the live update cameras and so on. School shooting, okay, 1 hour ago. See, they're not getting 53 minutes ago, 50 minutes ago. Yeah, it's not really too totally good news. And up to date anyway. Breaking news, Yahoo school shooting, Maryland High School leaves 7 injured. Okay, now we have this. 7 have been injured in this so far. This is coming out of Yahoo News. The Telegraph, UK Telegraph. Go see, the European guys have the news. What's up with that? This is the Telegraph out of the United Kingdom, out of England. Where's our news agencies, right? That's the point. So 7 people have been reportedly injured in a high school shooting in Maryland, America, on Tuesday morning. A witness said the shooting at Great Mills High School began shortly after 8:15, just after school started. Emergency services were said to have arrived on the scene within 5 minutes of the incident beginning. The school, which is around 70 miles south of Washington, D.C., normally has police officers on site, according to one student. Local police issued a statement around 8:30 a.m. saying there had been an incident at the school, and adding that students would be taken to a nearby school. That's the mass evacuation. Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, wrote on a Twitter, we are closely monitoring the situation. Maryland State Police are in touch with local law enforcement and ready to provide support. Our prayers and thoughts, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, to me, the plot's thickening right here. Just in the, I've got the hat on. Come on, give me a break. Jonathan Fries, a student, gave an account of the shooting as he called the broadcasters on CNN from one of the classrooms while in lockdown. He said seven people had been injured and that the shooting took place shortly after school started. I'm still a little shaken up, Friesen said. He added that we have police stationed at this school and they're ready for this. The scale of the incident details of the shooter are initially unclear. Okay, I'm going to do the worst I can do. I'm going to go to CNN. I know. I'm going to go to CNN. Well, listen, if they've got the stuff on, they've got the stuff, we're going there. I don't care. CNN, what is going on? Quickly before the segment breaks. CNN, what are they reporting? Come on, screen, let's go. Mueller has, okay, it says Maryland High School shooting lockdown after shooting. Okay, what do we have here? Quickly. We'll get it to you because we got this other thing going on in the next segment. Let's see. It says inside school, Maryland locked in after shooting inside school. A spokesman for the FBI, Baltimore, Maryland agency on the scene, and incident, blah, 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 blah. Well, we're going to look at this, and I'll give you a quick update. If I've got all the information, I don't want to get it out there without the right information. So, anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Maryland school shooting, Great Mills High School. Interesting. Anyway, we'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. All the screaming going on here in my head. Ah! Anyway, okay, so, see, I can't let it go. It's a school thing. It's about the school shooting in Maryland, which reportedly has some people that are injured. I'm at CNN. They seem to be the only one covering this. Now, put on the tinfoil hat, folks. That was at 8 o'clock Eastern, and it's 10:20 now Eastern. And I know our East Coast, we emanate from East Coast, of course. We are questioning what is really going on here. we're tepid because I can't find a lot of news at the local level from local stations like flying helicopters around. There is this bit from CNN. We'll play it.
Great Mills High School in the city of Great Hills, Maryland. That is in St. Mary's County, about an hour and a half outside of Washington, D.C. You just heard the conversation on New Day with a student inside the school. It sounds like this has been contained. Gene Casares is standing by with the breaking details. Gene, what can you tell us at this hour?
Dave and Christine, we're continuing to get information in now, and this is just the infancy of this situation, but we can't confirm that the FBI is on the scene. ATF out of Baltimore field offices, they are on their way to the scene at this point. This is the St. Mary County Public Schools, specifically Great Mills High School, and they confirmed a short time ago that there had been a shooting at the school. And let me read you from the schools itself. There has been a shooting at Great Mills High School. The school is on lockdown right now. The event is contained. The sheriff's office is on the scene. Additional information to follow. And that is it at this point. They are telling parents, do not go to this school. Do not go to this school. There is currently still a lockdown at this point. And, of course, authorities, including, as I just said, the FBI and the ATF out of Baltimore field offices, are there at the school to discern exactly what this dire situation is.
Well. Okay, well, all the signs and symptoms of something that may not be. That's the initial report I have. I'm open for anything. But right now, I'm seeing very little. Well, I'm seeing a lot. No, I think you know where I'm going with this. I'm seeing a lot. However, you never know what is going to be popping up here from this. And again, the whole thing, again, how do we solve school shootings? We post up, law enforcement, or we post up somebody with a gun right out in front. We do that. And what else do we do? Well, we also do deterrence. My goodness, we do deterrence. What in the world is deterrence? Deterrence is getting out in front and having an intelligent system, being able to signal people that you're not going to be a soft target, right? In mutually assured deterrence was, destruction was our way of deterrence in the Cold War because everybody had nuclear weapons, right? And so the more weapons we built to respond to the weapons they built, that was our form of mutually assured destruction, which is a form of deterrence. Everybody's going to die. You blow me up, I blow you up. And it's a matter of minutes, we're all gone. That's really what it is. And that's the way it was. So this is what we need to have with schools. Deterrence. To show that somebody can actually be killed if they plan to come in and kill our kids. That's what it is. And you have to invest money for that. You have to have an infrastructure for that, which is really minimal. You have to have training for that. And, you know, you have to let everybody know that you're not going to allow these soft targets to exist. So it's just kind of silly and stupid that we don't have this, that everybody's got, you know, this is really silly stupid that everybody's got these gun-free zone things up there, right? These signs. That's an old law, 1990. Rand Paul wants to repeal that law. Safe Schools Act or something like that. It's part of the bigger gun control thing that happened in 1990. And that disarmed everybody, of course, in schools. It said, oh, these schools are gun-free zones. That's going to make us safe. Well, of course, it hasn't. So far this year, there's been 16 incidences of school shootings. 16. Now, that's going really at a clip now, isn't it? They're going to make sure that Donald Trump has more than Barack Obama. Barack Obama had, what, 134 in 8 years. So, but there's no signs, by the way, of any evidence of what they're purporting visually at this point in time for video. It's early. I get it, and I'm more than willing to wait for all the evidence to come in to finally pronounce what is happening here in Maryland, but I'm very suspicious, especially because it is happening in Maryland. Very suspicious of that. So, is this and again, one of the things I'm very suspicious about is making sure parents stay away from the school. Yeah, can't have any parents in the school. Just the kids and the police. And the FBI. Yeah, the FBI. Did you know the FBI is everywhere? They seem to be everywhere when there's a school shooting now, which is really interesting. I mean, I didn't know of any FBI that would be around any of the schools I was at, and I was at a lot of different schools, and I sometimes knew where the FBI was and what they were up to, but they were never around the school so much. That's because there's so many school shootings now, right? And the FBI has to be there. Is there something wrong with that picture? It's not. I'm telling you, there is. There's not that many FBI agents, by the way, where they could be deployed to all these school shootings like this. I mean, that's just. I mean, and they're there instantly. They're there instantly. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with that picture. Just from my own experiences, there's something wrong with that picture and something that needs to be explored, I think. But in this situation, there's no blood, no guts, no nothing, and no signs or symptoms of people dying or being shot, although there was an interview, apparently, that we did not get in, I'm not going to play if I find it, of, well, maybe I'll do something. Well, here we go. Here's another little thing. Two killed in Kentucky school shooting. All right. What was that about? This is interesting. This is from CNN. This is from when? This is January 23rd. That's January 23rd. What's that about? That's January 23rd.
Yeah, they're all down there.
This is a male student entered Marshall County High School with a handgun and began shooting. Okay, but that's in January. That's not right now. I don't know. It just seems awful strange. And again, I'm sort of going through the cathartic thing here about this and how we can perhaps even strengthen our schools. Again, it's another discussion about that, which I think is very, very relative and important that we get this discussion out there. Because clearly, ladies and gentlemen, these schools are going to continue to be under siege, as we go through the whole, until we change our what we're doing, until we can stop these people at the doors. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They're going to keep on doing it. So why aren't we doing the right things? Huh? Why aren't we doing the right things? We're just not. It seems kind of silly. Really silly. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we were talking before about this article that just surprisingly popped up that came out from Fox News and had us all over the place yesterday, New California, and by Steve Kurtz, which I really appreciate, New Secessionist Movement in California and elsewhere. When Donald Trump was elected, a lot of people in California signed a petition supporting the state's secession for U.S. That's really not true. Not a lot did. It was hard to take the movement seriously, but we didn't fight a war. Didn't we fight a war over this, it says? But there is another secessionist movement in California and elsewhere in America that is getting genuine attention from political pundits. While it may be unlikely to succeed, the idea of intrastate secession, a section of a state splitting apart from its own state, has been growing in popularity. Ha ha! And there's even a constitutional procedure for it. In recent decades, the difference between rural America and metropolitan areas seems to have become even more severe. And of course, what he's talking about here is us. And then he mentions Joel Kotkin, who's, you know, I've met. I actually had Joel Kotkin speak at a conference that I sponsored. Joel Kotkin, a fellow, the worst thing in the world to be is in the red part of a blue state. That's what he says. He wrote the book called The Human City, Urbanism for the Rest of Us. And he was talking to Fox News about the situation. He looks at His home state of California sees numerous clashes between the coastal cities of San Francisco and Los Angeles and the more conservative counties in the interior. This has led to the New California Movement, already organized in 35 counties, seeking to create two states where there it was one. Other plans have California splitting into three, blah, blah, blah. Of course, none of that happens. Cochran feels this movement is driven by policies like $15 minimum wage, which makes sense in San Francisco, but it doesn't make any sense in Fresno. He adds, those running California are fundamentally authoritarian, which I really like that statement, with not a lot of tolerance for any kind of economic or political diversity. As he puts it, their attitude is, we know the truth, we know what's right, and it has to apply to everyone. Cochran further notes, it's not just California where the blue versus the red is battling is brewing, but up the West Coast, in eastern Oregon, it goes to Portland, Washington, Seattle, Chicago, New York, and all that stuff. Okay, now there's an interesting little video here that we want to play, but, you know, once again, I just love it when everything's supposed to be just right when you're doing your show and all of that. It's not there. Tucker Carlson and Evan, the Ruiz guy. Here we go, from the secessionist movement.
In California is working to secede from the union. It's not going to fall over the ocean. It's just going to become its own country. This is all spurred, of course, by the election of Donald Trump. The state wants a vote in the next 2 to 3 years. The plan to kick off the effort with a ballot initiative. Joining us now is Marcus Ruiz Evans, the vice president of Yes California, the group behind the secession movement. Marcus, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tucker. I really appreciate the opportunity to come out here.
Oh, of course.
Speak to all your
I'm from
audience.
California, and I'm interested in what's going on there. So the last time a state tried this, I think, was April of 1861, when South Carolina made a secession move, and it didn't end well. Is it going to end better for California, do you think?
Yeah, because we're fundamentally trying for secession from America for fundamentally different reasons than the Confederacy did. Uh-huh. And we're pursuing a very different legal mechanism. Just off the top, the South did not want to have a good partnership with the North, and they were against equal rights for minorities. Yes, California is saying that California is the most diverse place in the world, and that we want to have more minorities, more immigrants, more international connection, and essentially reject the values espoused by the Confederacy and whatever states formed it. Additionally, they tried to do violent unilateral secession. And when we look at Texas versus White, which is the only federal Supreme Court case ever in America's history to look at secession, they said, you can't do that, but you can, and this is the literal phrase in that court case that you won't see repeated in the news for whatever reason, I'm sure it's an accident, is that states literally can leave through consent to the states. So the phrase states is in there.
I think that that's all true. I guess in reading your materials, you say that basically it's an ideological move. This is accelerated since the election of Trump. California did not vote for Trump. That's an understatement. And you guys want to move out and make it a kind of liberal utopia. Immigration is one of the issues that you mentioned. Would you open the border, your southern border with Mexico, wide, and let all of Central America, to the extent it already hasn't, move to California? Would you have any closed border at all, and if so, why?
Every nation has to have borders and border controls and a functioning border. Yes, California wants a more open immigration system and a working immigration system, and the fact is that when we're talking about border controls, who's in charge of immigration? Who's in charge of the visas? Who's in charge of the border? Who has always been in charge of those things? The federal government. And they've totally failed. The fact
No, that's true, it hasn't. But California does encourage people to come by issuing, for example, driver's license for illegal immigrants, among other things. But one of the results of massive immigration into California is, when I was growing up, it was the richest state, and now it has more poverty than any state. Almost a third of the state is in poverty. L.A. is the poorest big city in America. If you were to let millions and millions more of low-skilled laborers come into the state, how would it get richer?
Right. So the poverty is not because of the undocumented immigrants. It's because we lose $16 to $32 billion a year. It's because Silicon Valley is one of the major economic drivers of California. it loses about $3 billion a year because America's foreign image is so horrible that foreign countries will not buy technology products from California, so we lose money. Additionally, our trade deals, which California needs, are held up by about 10 years. So it's the federal government impeding California from making money in the billions of dollars that actually allows us to be impoverished and not keep people employed.
Okay. I mean, I don't love the federal government either, but that does seem like blaming the Russians for the election results. Maybe a little bit of denial. Let me ask you about this.
I saw the interview with you and the guy who called you a Russian spy. Now you know what it's like. They can just accuse you of anything.
Yes, they can. So California has 11, I think it's 11 military bases. Would you keep those? And would California have nuclear weapons as its own country?
So, yes, California has been very specific to say that we're only going to do four things. If you believe that California would be better off as a nation, not perfect, but better off, great. If you believe that we can only use legal mechanisms to get there, peaceful mechanisms to raise the argument, and that California is about diversity and there's no room to argue for that, against that, then you're in. We don't really take policy stances on a bunch of other things, so we haven't taken a stance on those issues. What we said is that it would be negotiated between
as one of the driving forces behind this, and as someone who's not, speaking for myself, going to move back to California under any circumstances, should I have something to worry about? Are you going to be a nuclear-armed left-wing power like Maduro's Venezuela, for example, but with nuclear weapons?
So I will answer the question. I absolutely believe in not deflecting. I get it. But yes, California has not taken a stance, and we're not going to, because we only ask people for four things. But in my opinion, obviously, you look at the history of California, and you can see where the characters are. California does not like nuclear war. It doesn't like nuclear anything, so likely that may be gone. It's also the number one place for foreign direct investment, tourism, international students, and trade. So we don't think it's actually a target for being invaded. It doesn't go around telling countries what it can do, bossing them around, invading them, and disrupting their democracy.
You've got an international border. I mean, why wouldn't California become satellite parking for Tijuana in about 20 minutes if it didn't have means to defend itself? I mean, the only reason it doesn't happen now is because the federal government's protecting, let's be honest.
Oh, my God. That's it. Marcus Ruiz Evans. He wants me to debate him. And I said, no. Is there any wonder why? Anyway, we'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay. This Marcus Ruiz Evans, if you're following this guy, the Yes California, New California, it's a Jerry Brown thing. They're trying to get Jerry Brown to be El Presidente. And sorry, it's like a tick. El Presidente. That's the way it rolls with Jerry. Anyway, I can't leave the video alone of Marcus and Tucker. Now, Tucker hasn't called me. I wonder what's up with that. But maybe they will soon. Anyway, so California group escalates secession plan after Trump win. And it's kind of interesting. This article. Anyway, last segment we were listening to Marcus Ruiz Evans and Tucker Carlson. And this guy just doesn't have it together. And I'm not too sure he has it together about, I think he's kind of wishful thinking about how if you are going to secede peacefully, so-called, that's not really what the way I read the Texas decision, White versus Texas, 1867, which kind of forbids this whole notion of secession, actually. So, anyway, I think that we need some clarity on that. So we're going to look into clarity. I'm going to ask our attorneys to kind of put this one to bed because we don't think – I disagree totally with what he's saying. But he thinks he's got – I want to return to this because you know, Tucker's about to really rip him. Here's the deal. Tucker is going to oppose – I think I've run it back enough so we can get the drift. It's only about 2 minutes of this. Tucker's about to pose to Marcus Ruiz Evans. But what do you do about the military bases? What about, is California, this is some great questions by Tucker. I really, really like when he does these things. He poses some interesting questions to Marcus. Are you going to have, is California going to be a nuclear armed country? What about the military bases? And there's 11 military bases, only 11 right now in California, which I think is shockingly low. I think they need to reopen some of the bases. But anyway, so 11 bases in California, and he asked the questions: Will CalExit, the California that's going to secede as a country, will it have, I think, an armed forces, and also will it be a nuclear force? How would you like it if California was a nuclear power? Had nuclear arms. And Tucker actually says, is it going to be like a Venezuela with nuclear arms right in California? Anyway, here we go.
Number one place for foreign direct investment, tourism, international students. and trade. So we don't think it's actually a target for being invaded. It doesn't go around telling countries what it can do, bossing them around, invading them, and disrupting their democracy.
You've got an internet.
Okay, so we don't think that we're, you know, we let down our. Do you think that if we didn't have a standing army available to us from the United States, that we would not be invaded? What? What is this guy thinking? What is he thinking? It's amazing.
International border. I mean, why wouldn't California become satellite parking for Tijuana in about 20 minutes if it didn't have means to defend itself? I mean, the only reason it doesn't happen now is because the federal government is protecting it, let's be honest.
Well, there's a difference between border control and military. And we would always have the border. The California Highway Patrol provides a second line of border deterrence a few miles north of the Mexico-California border, and we would continue to use the existing infrastructure that California has and make it more robust through better partnership with Mexico. We would not open the floodgates and let everybody from Latin America in. That's economically stupid. Our movement has been about good economics
and
growing the California economy.
Too late.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We had more
actually,
time
we didn't.
Oh, I was just back home the other day. I think you did. But Marcus, we can debate it when we're back in the Golden State. Thanks
for
joining us tonight.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just the federal government runs the border, so we don't actually have the ability to open the gates. Only they do.
Yeah.
Right. So there are the gates are already open. So this is the nonsense that comes from these folks. And of course, what type of governance? Nobody's ever asked more. Well, what kind of governance system are we going to have in this so-called nation now? And what about the United Nations? I understand that the United Nations is supposed to come in and give security to California. That's what their plan would be. That if you had this seceded group, it would be the United Nations, not the United States. That's who they'd look to. God. There's no there. There's no there for this group. There's, in my opinion. My research is pretty solid on this, and I've actually interviewed Marcus myself, which I found to be just as strange and bizarre. Now, he wants to debate me. He calls me a coward because I won't debate him. really? Well, I'm not too sure it'd be much of a debate, and number one, I'm not going to give him any kind of credence at all when it comes to doing the right thing legally. Which he's got no leg to stand on. I don't think the Texas versus the White versus Texas decision about states' rights or about forming a new state and about how it all takes place is really the correct definition as he kind of described it. That's the lawsuit that followed right after the Civil War that basically said there's not going to be any more of the secessionist business. You're either in or out, you're not, and we're not going to have secession. And again, that decision came right after the Civil War. People were warred out. I mean, how many people had died and the families and all this? I mean, it's just amazing. It's amazing what happened in the Civil War. And to think that we could be at the point right now in America, especially with this things going on in California, that we're going to be at Civil War, and we could be. You know, and that's just not acceptable. That really is not acceptable. So, anyway, it's just, we're living in dystopia. Anyway, God, that music, it's just ever-present. It means and the hour is gone. What the heck is up with that? Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back. Now we can have the music.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
We're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so a lot of things going on. I can't believe I've lost perspective. I've lost my head. There's no doubt about it. And I haven't even looked at Drudge today. I haven't even looked at my... I don't want to say this, but I've got to get into my citizen journalist in the next hour. I'm a little tardy on this. We're breaking out grievance number 9 today at 11 o'clock in various locations. And definitely want to let you know about that. In grievance number 9, it's not going to be pretty. Well, I mean, I think it's... I like it. But, it, you know, to some people, such as Governor Jerry Brown, is probably not going to like it. We talk about the failure of government of California. Yeah, sting, ouch, that sort of thing. It's gonna be a burning sensation. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. You can go to the website of newcaliforniastate.com, and you can look at all the new information that's there, including grievance number 9. You can get a glimpse and read grievance number nine. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, agenda21radio.news. And remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.